Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those on the radio dial that are joining us at 92.3 FM. We also welcome in our listeners online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have you with us. We have a great half hour coming up for you to finish off our hour this afternoon. We're going to kick things off by speaking to Pastor C. Guy Robinson. We're going to talk to him not only about his ministry of music, but also how he's using music to be able to inspire and encourage people today. We also are going to have him introduce his new single, Let's Celebrate, here on the program as well. At 45 minutes past the hour, we're heading up to Massachusetts, where our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be delivering our quick and easy cooking tip of the week. You definitely want to make sure you stay tuned for that. Again, a great show. Glad you all could join us for it. As I said, though, to get things kicked off, we have Pastor Robinson joining us live on the program. Pastor Robinson, thank you so much for being with us on Conversations.
Thank you, Cyrus. I'm glad to be here.
All right. We're going to be listening to new music from you, Let's Celebrate, here in a moment. But I want to start off by talking about your calling. You know, I've always found it interesting because in life sometimes it seems almost a normal thing to be selfish in some respect. But you have made a life of being able to serve other people. Talk to us about that calling and when you realized it.
Sure. Well, I am a product of the church, a lifelong product. My father raised us in the church and just sort of put in us a spirit of service, and even ministry means to serve. And I began and still do in music ministry, and eventually that served as a springboard into pastoral ministry, but even in counseling professions that I've done, I just sensed the call to help other people.
Yeah. You know, we're living in a time, Pastor Robinson, as you no doubt have seen, there where people are anxious, people are worried, and sometimes, you know, when they hear about the importance of waiting on the Lord, waiting on God when it comes to their problems, they're finding that more and more difficult because everything seems to be happening right away. Talk to us about how you've been able to combat that anxiety by helping them to look to God's word for answers and also for some relief.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. So many things are going on in the world today, and recession and economic worries. But at some point, even as the scriptures say, we have to just decide whose report we're going to believe. And faith is a conscious decision. It's not just emotional, but it's a conscious decision that I choose to believe that there is more to what's going on than I can see, conversations going on, and that even God is moving behind stage, if you will, in a way that we don't see or know at the time. But just because we don't see it doesn't mean that God isn't working it out. And so faith is a conscious choice to say that I choose to believe God's going to work it out. He's going to be my provider in a recession. He's going to be my healer in the midst of health crises. And he's going to be my safety in a world where crime seems to be going rampant. But it's a conscious decision.
Yeah. For you, I know you mentioned, of course, being reared in the church and being reared around a family of faith. Talk to our listeners about how you have been able to personalize that relationship with God, Pastor Robinson, because I think for so many people, you know, who have been brought up knowing, to be able to actually have that personal relationship. I had a minister on yesterday talking about having that intimacy with God personally. How has that helped you in your own personal walk?
Absolutely. There is a point, even for church kids, when life puts us in some situations where what we learned from maybe a Sunday school teacher or in another environment and maybe didn't pay much attention to. Eventually, life puts us in some situations that God gives us an opportunity to come to an intimate place with him. Sort of like when I was growing up, my mother used to say, you know, when you grow up, you're going to know what it's like to pay this bill or to deal with this. And so it is in our faith walk. Thank God for many of our mentors and my personal mentors and preachers and teachers and Sunday school instructors who put some things in us. And even the Bible says train up a child in the way that he should go. And so we're grateful. I'm grateful for that upbringing. But there did have to come a point where you had to kind of learn to pray and there was nobody else to turn to. Or as the psalmist said, there comes a time when even my mother and father aren't available, but the Lord takes us up. And that comes through those conscious decisions, again, to spend time with him and to trust him through little simple things in prayer, a few moments here, a few moments there in worship. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to seize those moments.
Yeah. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the pleasure of speaking with Pastor C. Guy Robinson. We're talking to him not only about his ministry, but also his own personal walk with God and how he's been able to come into his calling and fulfill that calling and see the results. You know, we're getting ready to listen to this single, Let's Celebrate. And what I love about this song, Pastor Robinson, and also about the power of music, is that it sometimes helps us, especially when we're going through something. It seems like I've experienced this all the time. I'll hear a song, and I think that song was just for me. What has it been like for you to have this ministry of music and to have people relay that same sentiment to you, that, Pastor, this seems like this is just for me right now? What is that like for you?
It is such a tremendous stabilizer and outlet for me personally. It's a way to express. It was Dr. Wyatt T. Walker who once said that music is the language of the soul when words alone are inadequate. And I echo that sentiment totally. There are times when even when the psalmist in the scriptures used the gift of music to express things that just couldn't seem to be expressed by words alone. And so I'm thankful for the ability to put words to melody. And it has meant so much to me, and I'm grateful that the same thing, it's overwhelming to me that what comes to me in my basement or sitting at a piano in the sanctuary, God can lift it and breathe on it to a level that others would be able to hear it and it would minister to them as well. It's an incredible gift to me.
So since we have you here, Pastor Robinson, why don't you go ahead and do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
Great. To the radio listeners, I pray this is a single, Let's Celebrate. And I pray that when you hear it, it would lift your spirit and remind you that God is great and has given us life, strength, and a reason to celebrate.
The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and let all that is within me bless his holy name. This song says, magnify the Lord. The day. Put your hands together with us. to rejoice today.
That was Pastor C. Guy Robinson with Let's Celebrate here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. I've been speaking with Pastor Robinson here on the program this afternoon. Pastor Robinson, for if you could speak to our listeners out there, whether they're listening to us on the radio dial or online through blogtalkradio.com, what would you say to them about the reason they have to celebrate in spite of whatever challenges or difficulties they're going through right now?
Absolutely. I would say the reason we have to celebrate again is because it's a faith conviction, and the conviction of our faith is that even the rough times are working for our good. Romans 8 says all things are working for our good. In fact, it says this we know. And so, again, here's this settling in our spirits that all things are working together. All things may not feel good, and even all things may not even necessarily feel good to us, but it says all things are working together for the good, which means the good is the end of the process. Whatever we're going through in the interim is ingredients that help to make us the people we are. And for that reason, faith never says that there will not be challenges, economic challenges, health challenges, relationship challenges. Faith never promises us an exemption from those kinds of things. But what our faith does promise us is that when it's all over, it's all coming together to give us a greater testimony. And for that, our faith prompts us to celebrate by faith in advance. Before we even see the outcome, we choose to believe that the outcome is going to be better than the moment we're going through.
I totally agree, Pastor Robinson, and thank you so much for sharing that and for coming and introducing the single. Again, Let's Celebrate was the single. Pastor Robinson, how can our listeners find out more information about you and also your current project?
Absolutely. You can. We're on iTunes, Live at the Tabernacle, Pastor C. Guy Robinson and the United Voices of the Tabernacle. We're on iTunes for those of you that have iPads and iPods. If you don't, we're on Amazon. You can order the CD there. If your local store does not have it, they certainly can get it as well. The Jones Tabernacle Baptist Church, you can meet us at the Tabernacle. You can see us online, jonestabernacle.org. You can Google me at Guy Robinson, Pastor Guy Robinson. I would love to hear from you. You can write me an email or get the project, and I thank you in advance for your prayers.
Pastor C. Guy Robinson. Pastor Robinson, thank you so much. I actually downloaded it from Amazon myself, so I can attest you can get the singles there or get the entire album there. I'll be posting a review there this week as well, Pastor Robinson. So thank you so much for coming on to share with us. We wish you nothing but continued blessings and success, and hope you'll come back and share with us again.
Absolutely. Blessings to you as well, Cyrus, and to our listening audience.
All right. Thank you. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be giving us our quick and easy cooking tip. You're listening to Conversations Live at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.
Character building counts. Have you weaved a character-building message such as goodness, honesty, leadership, empathy, or responsibility into your book of any genre? Most likely you have. Character Building Counts Book Awards can help you market your book through our unique book award program. We honor children's, young adult, fiction, and nonfiction books, from romance and paranormal to business and memoir, that deliver a character-building message. Get the attention and acclaim your work deserves by winning radio time, seals for your book cover, press releases, web presence, and more. Character Building Counts at CBC Awards. Sign up now at www.cbcawards.com. CBC, where character building counts.